You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Too big, too young, wrong color. If you've ever been frustrated while shopping for a horse, you'll want to listen to this episode of Barn Stories.
Welcome to the Barn Stories podcast. I'm Lori Prinz, editor of Equus Magazine.
And I'm managing editor Christine Barracat.
This podcast features our favorite essays and articles published in Equus over the past 40 years. Although Equus is known for articles on horse care and veterinary research, our editorial mission has always been guided by the bond that exists between horses and people. And each issue has featured a real-life story that celebrates how horses enrich our lives and touch our hearts.
We've searched our archives, chosen the stories that resonated with our readers, and given them new life in this audio format. Longtime subscribers may recognize some of their favorite pieces. And if you're new to the Equus community, these stories will confirm that no matter what sort of saddle you sit in, a deep emotional connection to horses is something we all share.
There's no experience quite like shopping for a horse. Doing your homework helps, but sometimes the horse that checks all the boxes just doesn't feel right. Or a horse may come along that makes you rethink all of your priorities.
I really dislike horse shopping. Everything about the process, from the uncertainty to the potential for heartache, just makes me anxious. So I really love stories like the one in this essay, where the perfect horse for a person just arrives at the right time and says, "Hi, here I am. Let's go home."
So let's listen to Great Expectations, written by Aubrey Holler and read by Taylor Autumn.
The only horses that meet my specifications are already sold. Jamie had called me to vent after a four-hour internet bender. Over the course of her horse shopping, she'd been hung up on, stood up, lied to, and generally given the runaround. Her voice rose to a shriek as she proclaimed, "Finding a horse is harder than finding a husband." I smiled into the phone, thinking about the specifications list I'd once held for my husband. I had a flashback to a sleepover at 15, when I said, "My husband will be taller than me. He'll have dark hair and blue eyes. He'll have a British accent, and he will have attended Cambridge." Amazingly, my list of specifications went on. When I met the man that I would marry, he was, as it turned out, not Hugh Grant. He wasn't someone I'd have looked at twice, and the first time we met, I didn't. But I digress. The point is that the right man for me wasn't the one I planned on at all. He didn't meet any of my specifications, or star in my teenage dreams. Nevertheless, he was the one. "Hello, are you there?" Snap back to the present. I shared with Jamie the truest advice I know. It will happen when you least expect it. I know it's cliche. I know that she probably wanted to slap me for pawning off borrowed advice. But I didn't backpedal. From the back of my high horse, as a woman lucky enough to be in committed relationships with both a man and a horse, I told her my story.
For first-time horse owners and new riders just starting out, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel Horse Feed and Absorbing to bring you My New Horse, a place where equestrians just getting into horse ownership or riding will find the resources and community they need at precisely their stage of the equine journey. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines who are eager to find easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
I've been riding since I was 5. And over the years, I'd spent a lot of energy looking for the perfect partner. Thoroughly in love with horses, all of them, I had a hard time turning any one away. This resulted in the loss of huge quantities of time and money. Finally, in my early 20s, I turned my obsession into a job when I began to buy and sell horses professionally. It was easier to find the horses of my clients' dreams than of my own. I became so engrossed in being an agent, working with everyone else's specification lists and vicariously sharing their excitement in finding their ones, that I forgot about getting my own horse. Luckily, fate stepped in. As I was cruising through an auction barn, searching for a pony for a client, we locked eyes. There, standing alone, was a 16-hand bay with a star on the most expressive face I've ever seen. I don't remember walking up to him, taking in his conformation, inspecting his legs and hooves. All I remember is petting his arched neck and murmuring, "I will." I assume that we'd had a conversation as we stared into each other's eyes. I assume he'd told me he didn't know why he was at that auction and that he was afraid. He told me that I could trust him, that he was ready and willing to do anything for me. "Please, just take me with you," he'd certainly said. "I will," I repeated as I walked back down toward the sale ring. When I sat down, my partner asked me if I'd found a pony for my client's son. I told him that I'd found a horse, a Percheron thoroughbred around the age of 4. He reminded me that we weren't looking for any horses like that. No, we were not. It happened when I least expected it, and it's been one of the most rewarding non-decisions of my life. When we hung up, I was certain that someday Jamie would call me again, out of the blue, full of giddy details about the horse she'd fallen for, head over heels. I was equally sure that the horse of her dreams wouldn't even come close to the horse of her reality. And, as it turns out, I was right on both counts.
Thanks for listening to Barn Stories. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have a favorite article or essay from the Equus Archives that you'd like us to feature in a future podcast, let us know. You can reach us at equusbarnstories, all one word, at gmail.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Barn Stories? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening.
The Barn Stories podcast is a production of the Equine Podcast Network, an entity of the Equine Network.